Really won't spend much time regarding anything to do with Donald Trump here on Issues and Ideas, because at least on this platform, I feel it's not a good way to spend the time that we have together with each edition. Now, if you're following me on Facebook, you quickly understand that you could be a great deal of focus on my social media page there. However, there comes a time when I guess there is indeed an exception to every rule, and this time is certainly now. Want to recap some recent postings by Donald Trump and finish with a trip back in time to demonstrate the consistency of it all. Let's go back to a post on Truth Social Trump made regarding the news media and NBC News specifically. They are almost all dishonest and corrupt, but Comcast, with its one side and vicious coverage by NBC News, and in particular MSNBC, often and correctly referred to as MSDNC, Democratic National Committee, should be investigated for its country-threatening treason. I say up front, openly and proudly, that when I win the presidency of the United States, they and others of the lamestream media will be thoroughly scrutinized for their knowingly dishonest and corrupt coverage of people, things, and events, meaning Trump, by the way. Why should NBC or any other of the corrupt and dishonest media companies be entitled to use the very valuable airwaves of the USA free? They are a true threat to democracy and are, in fact, the enemy of the people. We've heard that song before, too. Going back here, the fake news media should pay a high price for what they have done to our once great country. Sound threatening to you? To continue, this was a post on Truth Social by Donald Trump about Jews on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. You know, usually someone of note will issue a wish for a happy new year or a recognition of a special day or an important holiday. You know the drill. Well, here's what Donald Trump wrote on Rosh Hashanah. Just a quick reminder for liberal Jews who voted to destroy America and Israel because you believed in false narratives. Let's hope you learn from your mistake and make better choices moving forward. Meaning vote for Trump. Then, of course, more recently, Donald Trump's post on Truth Social on the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, now retired, General Mark Milley. Mark Milley, who led perhaps the most embarrassing moment in American history with his grossly incompetent implementation of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, costing many lives, leaving behind hundreds of American citizens, and handing over billions of dollars of the finest military equipment ever made, will be leaving the military next week. This will be a time for all citizens of the USA to celebrate. This guy turned out to be a woke train wreck who, well, he's sort of infringing on DeSantis' turf there, woke train wreck who, if the fake news reporting is correct, was actually dealing with China to give them a heads up on the thinking of the President of the United States. This is an act so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. A war between China and the United States could have been the results of this treasonous act to be continued. Now, that was the most recent. Let's go back in time to September 11th, 2001, demonstrating that Trump wasn't just this way with the rise of social media. Here's Donald Trump calling in during the September 11th attacks to the news coverage, which was being broadcast on WWOR-TV in New York City, Channel 9, back when they actually did news.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually, before the World Trade Center, was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest.
Yep, with everything that was going on in that horrible, dark day, Donald Trump saw fit to brag about how he now had the tallest building on Wall Street. Which leads me to two questions. Question for MAGA. You're good with all that? Question for non-MAGA. I know you dismiss all this by saying, well, how many take all that seriously? Don't you realize? Just takes one.